I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Tongue scrapers are my favorite thing on the planet. Whoever says they're not good is a liar.
Yes, I'm with you. I do not take this as fact.
Steve takes this the wrong way. I bought him a tongue scraper a long time ago. Because I swore by it, and that I got you the plastic kind with like the ridges on it.
Yeah.
The new ones are so much. It has a little floral case, but it's like metal with two like plastic on. It's like a piece of metal shaped in kind of a U.
Oh, okay.
Oh my! Like it's
easier.
If you haven't done it in a long time. The first time you do it, just prepare to just
be nastiness.
You'll probably throw up.
Wow.
Because like,
how could it hurt? It doesn't hurt.
It doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, when I start scraping a lot of stuff off, I do sometimes harm myself.
Oh.
Because I start digging too deep because I want it all gone. I've made my tongue bleed.
Oh, my gosh. You need to be more gentle.
Well, because you're trying to fold your tongue down on the edges, you know? So it's like, because sometimes the very middle of your tongue is hard to scrape. That's why it's kind of bent that way. But so then I'm just like trying to get in there and I'm scraping. And then all the little bumps on your tongue, I've scraped the tops of the bumps off.
Those are called taste buds.
Yeah, I know. But it's, the study's saying it won't harm your mouth, but it won't do any good. If I didn't scrape my tongue.
I disagree. Like it gets all, your tongue is supposed to be
pink.
Yep. Yeah. And a lot of people have that white thing. You got to get it off.
Oh no! Now I'm self-conscious.
Nobody wants to open their mouth fully right now, so it's all like, I don't know if I use it.
I already have like a gross tongue though, because I have a geographic tongue, so it just
you
has like
one?
It has all of the giant
the
cuts.
Go
yeah, so I don't want to use a scraper on it.
Have you ever seen a tongue like that?
I've heard of that.
If she pushes her tongue towards the front of her teeth, it goes like, it looks like the desert.
Yeah.
It's cracked in it. Yes!
Oh, okay.
Look at that! Oh!
I hope it's not white.
No, it's not. It's totally okay.
Your it's got channels like, dug and cut into it.
Isn't
yeah.
that the weirdest thing ever? That's not the worst. Like, I've seen them where it's like.
Yeah.
Can you do something better or is it worse?
I can't do anything with it. I can't like fold it. Can't fold it in half. Can't.
There's no advantage to having a geographical.
No.
Well.
I'll ask Corey.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to buy everybody in this room. You don't need one.
We can't get matching ones.
I've never done it.
That's the weirdest thing. Who can? Erin was really. She bought a, what's it called? Quip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The copper colored quip. And she was, and I was like, ooh, I'm going to go get one. And then I texted her, I'm like, I'm getting the copper one. And she flipped the F out.
Well, because we already had the matching houndstooth
but
one.
Who care?
You're stealing her valor. That's
not stolen valor.
I wanted my own toothbrush.
So I have to find different cases for tongue. If I bought everybody in this room a tongue scraper, I have to find five different ones.
At least four different. And then I could have.
It's like if I talk you into buying a new car and you run out and buy my car. I'm like, no, you can't.
Car is different than a tongue scraper. We're going to park next to each other. I don't think we're ever going to set our tongue scrapers down on the hotel vanity and go, which one's yours?
But she'll like, know.
You how can't. Will she know? Like, she was so weird that we honest to God, coincidentally bought the same houndstooth. It was like black and white houndstooth. Toothbrush. I told her, oh my God, I got the sound. She's like, black and white. We're like, ah! So then I went to go get the Quip. She's like, you can't buy the copper.
Right, because you just screwed her over on the...
It doesn't screw anybody over. We're never going to brush our teeth next to each other.
It's like you couldn't... It's like you're just... you can't...
It's not copying.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
If Amber came to me and said, this thing is badass, it's only available in black, I'm going to be like, awesome, and I'm going to buy the black.
Well, that's the only option, so that's fine.
But if you have like five options, it's disrespectful to go with the same option.
Thank you, Steve.
You betcha.
Yeah,
you're
talking about different. Yeah. Your own person.
Think for yourself.
Yeah.
I'm not buying anybody tongue scrapers. That's the end of this.
You still have to do that.
I fixed it by buying her a pink Quip.
That's true.
Oh, you made her change.
She wanted the all pink one.
Oh, okay.
And I saw one at Target.
Nice. See, you did good.
I want the all black one, and they never have it. And then the one time they did have it, I was like, damn, it's 50.
Yeah.
Oh, they get you. They know.
Because all the other ones are like 30, and it's like, oh, the black one, cool. And you're like, oh.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh,
they're not done.
It's a little, you're a little just too much. Brushing your teeth.
Right.
Who's going to go like, badass, man? You look like Knight Rider. No.
Yeah, you're right.
So who's stopped myself. It's the one time.
Who's going to see you?
Nobody.
I like the idea of you guys having matching cars.
Yeah, actually, you know.
That makes me happy thinking about that. You guys pulling up to Live at 5.
Which one's which?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.